This is Sundays with Bishop Ken. Thanks for sharing some quiet time with the Lord. Today, we welcome guest reader Brenda Piazza. Brenda is a parishioner of St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Mendon, New York, where she joyfully serves in a variety of ministries. Brenda also shares her gifts with us each liturgical season, narrating our little book's reflections. And now, here is today's Gospel and Homily.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. We're all familiar with the story of St. Paul's conversion, when he was struck down by a blinding light and the Lord asked him, "Why are you persecuting me?" There is a little detail in the story that intrigues me. The very last thing Jesus tells Paul is interesting. He says, "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The risen Lord had also appeared to a Christian there named Ananias, and the Lord told him to visit Paul and baptize him. The Lord even told Ananias where Paul was staying. So here is the Lord giving instructions to Paul on what he is to do. And the Lord also gives instructions to Ananias on what he is to do. I thought to myself, wouldn't it be nice to have clear instructions from the Lord? I'm sure if the Lord told any of us what to do, we'd do it. Well, as I thought about it in the light of today's gospel, the Beatitudes, I realized he did tell me what to do. This is the inaugural address of Jesus, the beginning of the great Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. In this sermon, and throughout the gospel, Jesus does tell us what to do. In a way, these 9 Beatitudes sum it all up. If we look at them, we know what to do, what kind of person we are meant to be. Interestingly, it's all about being happy. In Greek, there are 2 words that are translated blessed. One refers to what we usually mean by blessed, receiving some special gift from God. The other Greek word means being happy. This is the word used in each of the Beatitudes, and you'll see some Bibles translate it as happy, which is really more accurate. So, if you want to be a fulfilled, happy person, this is how you live. There's no mystery to it. Live the Beatitudes. Let's take it one step further. I'll ask you to pause for a minute and think of words that might be put on a tombstone. Words you think would be wonderful to say about anyone. Here are a few. A friend to all. Kindness personified. A loving person. Blessed one. Always a peacemaker. The nice thing about the Beatitudes is they describe the kind of person we're meant to be, which is to say, we're made that way. Like the deer is meant to run in the woods, we're meant to be merciful. Now, you could tie a deer up, but the deer wouldn't be happy. And we can live differently from these Beatitudes, but we won't be happy. I have a suggestion. At the beginning of the day, think about how you would like to be characterized after you die. Just a couple of words, but words that express the kind of person you would truly like to be. Then, live the day that way. Live every day that way.
Thanks for joining us today. If you like this week's reflection, subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Sundays with Bishop Ken is a free broadcast from Little Books. To help support our ministry, please consider clicking the donate button. Sharing this podcast with a friend is another great way to help our ministry grow. Our Little Books app features our Little Books, daily reflections during Advent, Christmas, Lent, and Easter. Here you can read, listen, and journal in a prayerful digital environment. Sundays with Bishop Ken is produced by Little Books of the Diocese of Saginaw. For more about Little Books and scripture-based prayer resources for the whole family, visit littlebooks.org. Have a great week, and pray with us again soon.